everybody. Couple things. First off, obviously very proud of our football team. Just got through with the guys here today. I got them on a little bit different schedule. You know, it was a big win for our team. You know, had a little adversity going on, missing some players, those type of things, and guys responded, played really well. We played hard, found a way to make the big plays at the end of the game, so really proud of them. Also, today, I just got through visiting with the team, and I visited with Peyton this morning, so once you guys have started last week off telling y'all exactly which direction we were going to go, and we will proceed in that same direction. Brock will start this week. And I'm going to tell you, just like I told you last week, we're all in on the next game, and that's New England. We have great respect for them and their football team, and wanted the players to know our direction as they leave here today. So that's where we're at, and moving forward and excited about this next football game.
Is the decision is this decision based on Brock's performance or Peyton's health?
No, we said that we would go back and review the entire situation at the beginning of this week, which we have done, and basically nothing has changed. You know, we made the same decision we made last week. We think this is best for Peyton and for our football team right now, and so that's our, you know, that's the way we will proceed. And like I said, we're all in on the next football game.
Will Peyton be healthy enough to be the backup?
You know, we'll take that a day at a time. You know, I guess I should mention, right, Patrick, that he is getting his another opinion on his foot today. He's in Charlotte. It's something that was decided on Saturday, so he's not here today. We're going to wait till he comes back from that. Should be back, I think, tomorrow morning sometime. So we're going to evaluate that. Greek, evaluate that. We'll see how that goes, and we'll take it a day at a time. You know, we're about day at a time. You know, and just working and, like I said, staying focused on getting this team ready to play New England.
Gary, if he's inactive, would he be on the sideline because it's a home game?
We'll work through that. I mean, press box, I don't know. You know, right now my focus is on his health and this appointment he's got today. And when he gets back, we'll, you know, put our heads together as far as how that goes and how we proceed this week. You know, does he do some things physically on the field? Do we go through the same week we had last week? You know, that's a decision we have to make. You know, we'll make those decisions day to day and do what's best for him and for our team.
How did he react when you told him he was not going to start this weekend?
Peyton's frustrated with the fact that he's injured. You know what I mean? That's hard for him. But he's been great with me. We had a good long conversation. We've had many. We talk all the time. That part is frustrating for him, but he is very excited for his football team. He's happy for his team that we won a big game yesterday. And I can tell you that he is doing everything he can possibly do to get himself healthy and get back in position to get back on the field. So, going through stuff like this is aggravating for anybody, but his frame of mind is as good as it can be. I mean, we've had great conversations.
When he is healthy, is it his job to return to?
What we do is we go week to week, okay? And we have made a decision to proceed this week just like we did last week. We feel like that's what's best for our team, and that's what's best for him from a health standpoint. So that's the decision we made.
There was a report last night from on the NBC game that Peyton talked about committing to next season and wanting to play and determined to play. Did you see that? About that?
Yes, you know, I can just tell you, you know, that's for there to be any rumors or anything said that his mindset is anywhere other than getting healthy and helping his football team, I can tell you is totally false. I visit with this guy on a regular basis, and we talk all the time, and I can tell you his mindset's a day at a time, trying to get healthy and all those things and help his football. That's all he talks to me about. That's all that's important to him right now. So, you know, that's disappointing. There are going to be things out there and things said, but, you know, I know what's going on, and I know how hard he is working to get back and help his football team.
That specialist in Charlotte's like kind of known as the foot guy.
You're getting somewhere where I probably have a hard time answering.
People don't typically go to him and not – end up with something happy like Andrews in baseball. Is there concern that he might require surgery, that there's a big issue?
I would just say that we encourage all our players to get a second opinion on, you know, and those type of things. So, no, I don't think there's anything to read. We shouldn't read anything into it. It was a decision made on Saturday. It's taking place today, and then, you know, we know more tomorrow.
Gary, would he Do you know yet if he's going to practice or anything? Well, are you going to wait and see?
That was my point, Jeff. Now, somebody just asked me, you know, does he do this week? Or I don't know. Let's let him get back. We'll sit down with Greek. We'll make some decisions there. Do we go totally like we did last week? Do we start to do some field work? I don't know. That'll be a day-to-day thing.
Describe why he sought the second opinion. Is he still having difficulty with it?
I think that's just typical of all players. I mean, I don't think that's anything out of the ordinary. You know, he was doing everything last week and working last week. And on Saturday when we were fixing to leave town and he and DeMarcus were, you know, in their routine for the rehab, the decision was made for him to take a trip today and go back there and let them take another look at it. So,
Coach, your team just came off a big win. You're 8-2. Brock's playing well, but every question's been about Peyton. Just the overall.
That's okay. I mean, his health is extremely important to this football team, and that's part of it. The guys are great. They feel really good about the win yesterday. They're also concerned with their teammate and their health, and not just Peyton, but DeMarcus. And you know, we're missing Emmanuel yesterday. I mean, you know, we're missing Walker. We had a lot of things going on physically, but yet the team responded. So. Hey, that's part of it, and we'll work through it. And the guys are really excited to get back to work this week. So we got a big game this week.
Gary, is it possible he's done for the season?
Les, to me, we're day to day, week to week. So we know we're heading this week, and that's what we need to stay focused on.
Watching the film, what did you take from Osweiler's performance yesterday?
I'm sorry, one more time.
From watching the film, what did you take from Osweiler?
Well, it's encouraging. The thing he's going to be able to do is see some a lot of good things, but he's going to also look at some things and say, boy, I can do that better, and I could have been better in this situation. So I think he's going to take a lot from that, but it was encouraging, I think, for a first start in this league, tough start on the road, really good defensive football team, which Chicago has been. I think he's got to feel good about the first step, but let's take it a week at a time. So he needs to be better this week, and his team played good for him. That's the most important thing.
Coach, how frustrating was it that week to week these personal fouls keep coming up? You say you need to clean them up. How mm-hmm. frustrating it is from a head coaching perspective that it continues
to
happen?
Yeah, it's frustrating. Yesterday, I don't think they had any penalties. And, what did we have, 7 or 8, something like that? And we play a lot of man coverage, got put in some tough situations, weren't getting to the quarterback. He's holding the ball a long time. We're having to hold up on the back end a long time. So, we committed some plays, but we made some plays too. So, we talk about them. We keep working. I say this all the time. Our aggression as a defense, playing man coverage, being aggressive is not going to change. Hopefully our penalties can continue to get better.
Is there other than Peyton, Emmanuel, DeMarcus, those guys, what do you see health-wise for this week coming up?
I don't know. Today, I just basically my visit with them has been about 10 minutes over in the weight room. We changed our schedule a little bit because of we've had some really rough travel here the last couple of days, so I'm trying to get them out of here and give them a break, But just briefly, so we'll see where we're at on Wednesday. Evan Mathis obviously came out of the game with an ankle. I mentioned that, so we'll see where we're at when we go back to work.
Gary, do you see a noticeable difference in Brock Osweiler's demeanor? Was this a jolt of confidence for him playing the way he did yesterday?
Les, I think he was himself, from the day we said, okay, here, you're starting this week, let's go. I didn't see him try to overreact to it or anything, and I think as the week went along and the game got closer, I felt him more confident. I think he was excellent in the meeting on Saturday night. He was great with his teammates, so I think if anything, through handling the team all week and the practice all week, he gained more confidence as we got closer to game day.
Coach, does the schedule change at all with the Thanksgiving holiday?
We'll change a little bit. Yeah, it's important to get everybody home with their family on Thursday, but we'll get our work done. We'll start a little bit earlier. Patrick will be on the field about 9:30 on Thursday morning.
Coach, you preached balance, since you got here. Obviously, very balanced yesterday. How does that help a young quarterback, one, and with a line that's sometimes struggling to protect him?
Yeah, well, it helped our team, not just Brock. I mean, I think it helped our whole football team. Yesterday we did not protect the quarterback as good as we need to. I think we had 5 sacks. There's a couple that Brock will learn from too, we stayed in rhythm with what we were doing, kept our third downs manageable. We're better as a third down team in the game. It obviously helped us offensively, but it helped our football team.
Type of pace, that tempo?
Well, Mike, we were doing that to try to make sure it was the last possession of the half. You know, I think you got to make a decision before the half. Okay, am I going to make this the last possession, or am I going to go fast and maybe get it back again? So our mindset right there was to make it the last possession of the half and try to get our work done, and did a pretty good job with it. You know, had an opportunity, like to, you know, maybe have a little more time or have your timeout left with that last play, but I thought Brock did a really good job handling the group.
Did you get timeout back on the Mathis injury?
Yeah, we did. Okay. Yeah.
Time for a few more, guys.
Belichick present any particular challenge for Brock?
Yeah, he presents challenges to everybody. No, they're playing tonight, so we get a chance to watch them. But, tremendous football team. Been very consistent in what they do, you know, defensively. I guess that's what you're kind of asking me. They're known to play a lot of things, 3-4, 4-3. So it'll be a great test for him, you know. But it'll be important that the team plays well. You know, he'll do his job. He'll get ready to go, and hopefully we get him better this week.
Gary, you get created.
Who?
Jackson's been around the ball a lot this year, especially given last week. What do you
say? Yeah, he's playing well. He's, first off, he's playing a lot. He's playing a lot more plays, which I'm very excited about. Early in the season, hard time playing a lot of plays. I think he's worked himself into being on the field more plays, so that's a good thing for our team. Got there, you know, pass rush improving, still playing the run game well, and then he makes a big play like that. So, Malik's doing a good job. I thought up front we played really good. Wolf played really good. Sly's getting a lot of reps. You know, we're down some guys. Antonio only played, I think, 8 plays, was playing a little nicked up for us. So, yeah, they battled all day.
Defense back to creating turnovers. Any difference in the message you've sent this last week versus the 2-3 weeks before that to the defense?
What do you mean, Les, as far as?
You had not been creating turnovers the previous 2-3 weeks.
I would say, Les, we're the same team. We're the same man coverage football team. I think if we look at ourselves the last 3 weeks defensively, I would say maybe we haven't been getting home as much as we've been getting home with some of our pressures and those type of things. We missed 94, but some other guys need to pick up the slack. And, I think we improved a little bit from that standpoint yesterday. But when we do get there, we tend to make some plays on the ball, you know. So that was huge yesterday.
Thank you.
Have a good day.